This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is upward feedback, and how does it differ from traditional manager-to-employee feedback? The feedback direction most professionals fear, and why it matters most. In short, upward feedback is the practice of giving feedback to someone above you in the hierarchy, most often your manager, and it requires a distinct set of feedback skills compared to the feedback most workplaces are built around. Upward feedback flows from employee to manager, reversing the traditional direction. It requires more care than peer or downward feedback because of the power difference involved. Done well, it is one of the most valuable contributions an employee can make to their team's health. Definition: upward feedback is the practice of an employee sharing specific, behavior-based observations about a manager or leader's performance, either directly in conversation or through a structured organizational process, with the intention of supporting the manager's professional growth and improving how the team works together. You sat in a meeting last Tuesday. Your manager spoke over you for the third time that month. You said nothing. Later, a colleague told you she had the same experience. Neither of you said a word to the manager. Nothing changed. That is the moment upward feedback is built for. Most people know it needs to happen. Almost nobody knows how to make it happen well. Upward feedback skills sit at the heart of how healthy workplaces actually function. When employees can speak honestly to those above them, problems get solved at the source. When they cannot, those problems compound quietly until they are much harder to address. In this article, you will understand exactly what upward feedback is, how it differs from the feedback most of us are familiar with, and why developing this particular skill is one of the most important things you can do for your career and your team. If you want to explore how to have the actual conversation with your manager, that is covered in detail in How to Give Feedback to Your Manager Without Damaging the Relationship. Here, we focus on understanding what upward feedback is and what makes it different. What upward feedback actually means in practice. Upward feedback is specific, observation-based communication that travels from an employee to someone with more organizational authority than them, typically a direct manager or senior leader. It is not a complaint, not a performance review, and not a general expression of dissatisfaction. It is a structured, respectful sharing of what you have observed and the effect it has had. In practice, it looks like this. A team member notices that their manager consistently assigns urgent tasks on Friday afternoons, leaving no time to plan effectively. Rather than grumbling to peers, the employee approaches the manager calmly and says something like, "I have noticed that several urgent tasks arrive on Friday afternoons. That makes it hard for me to plan my workload for the following week. I wanted to raise it because I think we could address it easily." That is upward feedback working as it should. It is direct, grounded in a real situation, and offered in a spirit of improvement rather than accusation. Learning to give this kind of feedback well is a skill you develop deliberately, not something that comes naturally to most people. Why upward feedback matters for every workplace. Here is the truth of it: most feedback systems in organizations only flow one way. Managers give feedback to employees. Employees receive it, act on it, and move forward. That is the standard model. The problem is that managers are not outside the system. They also have blind spots, habits, and behaviors that affect the people around them. When upward feedback is absent, these consequences tend to follow. Managers repeat the same mistakes without knowing it. Without honest input from the people they lead, managers cannot see the effect of their behavior. They may genuinely believe they are communicating clearly when the team experiences something very different. Trust erodes from the bottom up. When employees feel they cannot speak honestly to their manager, they stop investing in the relationship. They share less, take fewer risks, and eventually disengage from the work itself. Problems grow in silence. What begins as a minor friction, a communication habit, a pattern in how decisions get made, becomes a significant team issue because nobody named it early enough. Good employees leave. People do not typically resign from organizations. They resign from managers. And a manager who never receives honest upward feedback never learns why. When upward feedback is practiced well and welcomed openly, teams develop a culture of candor that makes every kind of communication stronger. You can see the difference in how peer-to-peer feedback strengthens team bonds once honest communication becomes the norm at all levels of a team. How to recognize when upward feedback skills are working well. You know upward feedback skills are working when you see these signs clearly in the way a team operates. Number 1. Specific observations, not generalizations. Effective upward feedback focuses on concrete, observable events rather than character assessments. Instead of "you're always dismissive, it sounds like" in Tuesday's meeting, "I noticed my suggestion was not acknowledged before we moved on." That level of specificity is a skill, and it takes practice to reach it consistently. Number 2. Timing that serves the message. Strong upward feedback happens at the right moment, close enough to the event to be specific, but not in the heat of the moment. You choose a private setting, not a crowded hallway, and you make sure both parties have the space to talk properly. Number 3. The receiver can hear it. Upward feedback skills include reading the room. If your manager is under unusual pressure or distracted, even well-delivered feedback will land badly. Part of the skill is judging when the conditions are right for the conversation to be genuinely useful. Number 4. Courage without aggression. It takes real courage to give honest feedback to someone who has authority over your career. But courage does not mean bluntness. The strongest upward feedback is calm, respectful, and delivered without an edge. The message carries weight precisely because the tone does not. Number 5. A two-way response. When upward feedback is working, the manager responds with genuine curiosity rather than defensiveness. But for that to happen, the feedback itself must be delivered in a way that makes openness the natural response. You set the conditions through the quality of your delivery. Together, these characteristics describe feedback that serves everyone in the system. They are not abstract virtues. They are observable, learnable behaviors that you can practice and refine over time. For a structured approach to building these skills, the SBI method offers a reliable framework you can apply directly. Common misconceptions about upward feedback skills. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about upward feedback skills. Misconception. Upward feedback is only appropriate in organizations with formal 360-degree review processes. The truth. You do not need a formal structure to give your manager useful feedback. Upward feedback happens anytime an employee raises a candid, constructive observation with someone above them in the hierarchy. The conversation can be informal and still be highly effective. Waiting for a formal process means waiting too long. Misconception. Giving upward feedback puts your career at risk. The truth. Done poorly, without preparation, without specificity, or with an accusatory tone, any feedback can damage a relationship. But upward feedback delivered with care and respect, grounded in real observations, almost always strengthens the relationship over time. Managers who receive honest, well-framed input from their team tend to trust those team members more, not less. The risk lies in how you deliver it, not in the act itself. Misconception. Upward feedback is the same as complaining. The truth. Complaining is unfocused dissatisfaction shared without intent to improve anything. Upward feedback is a direct, specific, improvement-focused conversation with the person who can actually change the situation. The difference is not just in delivery, it is in purpose. One is reactive. The other is constructive. If you go into the conversation with the genuine aim of helping your manager do better, that intent will come through. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Upward feedback in real situations. Here is what upward feedback looks like when it is present and when it is not. Scenario 1. The pattern nobody named. A project manager ran weekly team meetings that consistently ran over time. The team was frustrated, but nobody raised it with her directly. 6 months later, the issue surfaced in an anonymous survey, and she was genuinely blindsided. One team member who had noticed the pattern early told me later, "I thought someone else would say something." Upward feedback offered early and directly would have solved this in a single conversation. Scenario 2. The manager who asked and meant it. A department head made a practice of ending each one-to-one meeting with a single question. "Is there anything I'm doing that makes your work harder?" At first, people gave polite non-answers. But he asked consistently, listened without interrupting, and followed up on what he heard. Within 3 months, the team was offering detailed, specific feedback without being asked. The asking created the permission. This also illustrates why communication plays such a central role in meeting effectiveness. The habits you build in regular conversations shape the whole culture. Scenario 3. the conversation that repaired trust. A senior analyst had watched her manager take credit for team ideas in leadership presentations for over a year. She finally addressed it directly, calmly, and in private. She described a specific instance, named the effect it had on her, and asked whether they could agree on how contributions were attributed going forward. Her manager had not realized the pattern. The conversation was uncomfortable for about 10 minutes. After that, things were markedly better. The relationship became stronger, not weaker, because she had the courage to speak. What these three scenarios have in common is this: in every case, the quality of the outcome depended entirely on whether someone was willing to have the honest conversation. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about upward feedback skills. Upward feedback is a direction, not a format. Any honest, specific, improvement-focused observation you share with your manager counts, whether it happens in a formal review or a 5-minute conversation in a quiet moment. The power difference is real, and preparation is how you manage it. Because you're speaking to someone with authority over your career, preparation matters more than in any other feedback direction. Know what you want to say, ground it in specifics, and choose your moment carefully. Specificity is your strongest tool. Vague feedback protects nobody. Specific, behavior-based observations are what your manager can actually act on. That precision is a skill you develop with deliberate practice. You intent shapes the conversation before you open your mouth. If you approach upward feedback as a way to help your manager improve, that purpose will come through in your tone and framing. If you approach it as a way to vent, that will come through too. You deserve to be heard. Giving honest feedback upward is not an act of rebellion. It is a professional responsibility and a contribution to the health of your team. If you want to go further, the next step is learning how to give feedback that strengthens your team without breaking it. And if you're a manager who wants to receive upward feedback more effectively, meeting facilitation skills and the GROW method offer practical next steps. The practice of upward feedback skills, done consistently, changes how whole team communicates. Frequently asked questions. What is upward feedback in the workplace? Upward feedback is when an employee shares observations about their manager or leader, either directly or through a structured process. It is the reverse of traditional manager-to-employee feedback and helps leaders understand how their behavior affects the people they manage. How does upward feedback differ from traditional feedback? Traditional feedback flows downward from manager to employee. Upward feedback flows in the opposite direction. The key difference is the power dynamic. The person giving the feedback has less formal authority than the person receiving it, which requires greater care and courage. What are upward feedback skills, and how do you develop them? Upward feedback skills include the ability to observe accurately, frame observations without blame, choose the right moment, and deliver your message calmly. You develop them through preparation and practice, starting with low-stakes conversations before moving to more sensitive ones. Is upward feedback the same as a 360-degree review? Not exactly. A 360-degree review is a formal process where feedback is gathered from multiple directions at once. Upward feedback can happen within that system, but it also happens informally any time an employee shares a candid observation with their manager outside of a formal review cycle. What should you include in upward feedback to your manager? Focus on specific, observable behaviors rather than personality judgments. Describe what you saw or heard, explain the effect it had on you or the team, and if possible, suggest an alternative. Keep the conversation grounded in real situations, not generalizations. How do you give upward feedback without damaging the relationship? Choose a private moment, use a calm and respectful tone, and anchor your feedback in specific situations rather than character assessments. The goal is to help your manager, not to criticize them. Approaching the conversation with genuine respect makes all the difference. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.